533, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. It's not terrible at all, not by a long shot. It's nice, it's clear. However, we got the clouds rolling in. We're going to have some rain and what have you coming in after midnight. So you'll be on guard for that, I would assume, so that you could either enjoy it or close the windows. I don't know, whatever it is that you need to do for a little bit of rain rolling in. But we are going to be in a period of rain for a period of time. Now, my good friend Jimmy Galliano was with us a little bit earlier in the program. Jimmy, as you may or may not know, is a retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. And just a brilliant guy. He absolutely dismantled the Secret Service and the FBI leadership. And if you missed that, let me urge you to go right now to newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com. You can listen to Jimmy tell you the unvarnished truth. He exposed both the Secret Service leadership and the FBI leadership for some of the recent activities. And one of the things I always do when Jimmy is on, I ask him to tell us about the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. He serves on the board of directors, and we just had so much content, as they say, that we weren't able to get to that, and I apologize to him, but I also said I would share it. So I would ask you to take a look at policedefense.org, policedefense.org, and you can take a look at the various cases. They don't accept every case. Some people are under that impression. Well, they're just defending every cop everywhere, every bad cop. No, not at all. Just the opposite. They look at the actual cases, and they determine if, in their opinion, the law enforcement officer was in the right. And that's when they offer legal defense. You can actually choose which case you would like to support. And if you just want to make a general sort of a thing, stand with them, show your support for them. Generally speaking, they have some shirts and hats and all that other good stuff. But again, their website is policedefense.org, policedefense.org. Is this going to be a cakewalk? No. And I am very, very concerned about people who are on my side of the aisle. Strong, passionate supporters of President Trump who believe that we can make America great again if, in fact, we reelect Donald Trump. Going, he's got it wrapped up. This is good. It is not. Now, I'm not buying into the media rehash. Just so we're very clear, because there's this whole mashup now where legacy news media folks and the big tech people, all of a sudden, they've got brand new polls, and all of a sudden, they're able to tell you that Donald Trump has fallen here, Donald Trump has fallen there. It's the same stuff, but here's what I would ask you to do. It just freeze all this crap out and focus on the goal. The goal is to save this country. And if you want to save this country, then you got to work your rear end off to help Donald Trump get reelected again. Just that simple. And Donald Trump deserves to have Republicans in the House and the Senate who will work with him. It was why it was so important that John McGuire get the nomination for the 5th Congressional District. Because he's someone who is on Team Trump and has been since the beginning. Is that recount thing still going on? I know that our soon-to-be former congressman, Bob Good, was still pushing a recount. Dude, just give it up already. I mean, seriously, it's embarrassing at this point, isn't it? Just say, hey, you know what? Didn't work out. I'll see you in 2 years. That's fine. Start your campaign now against John McGuire if that's what you want to do. But wasting all this time and these resources, the attention has to be on helping Donald Trump and real honest conservatives in the House and Senate get elected. Anyway, I know I've gone off on a tangent here. I'm sorry. Now I'm being told by some of the folks at PBS. Remember PBS, right? Pile of BS. I think that's what PBS stands for, right? Pile of BS. I could be wrong. I guess I'll have to take a look at the founding charter on that. But it's what you and I support. I know most of us don't watch it. In fact, the vast majority of Americans don't watch it at all. But we have our taxpayer dollars going towards it. It's like state television, like Pravda. And the weird thing about it, they don't compete in the dreaded free market. right? Because you can't sell enough tote bags and umbrellas to keep this crap on the air with PBS, so they take taxpayer money. But now, apparently, if you're not pronouncing words exactly how they want you to pronounce them, once again, you're racist or you hate women. Cut number three.
As Republicans are trying to paint Kamala Harris, the vice president, as being far more progressive than President Biden, this line that she's a San Francisco liberal, I keep hearing over and over again. Unpack that strategy for us, the Trump campaign strategy in trying to define the vice president.
They've been really rushing to try to define her after, and some of it is repeated attacks that they used on President Biden. But one thing that they've been doing a lot, Jeff, is they've been calling Vice President Harris a DEI hire, diversity, equity, inclusion hire, including, and that's included some Republican lawmakers, allies of Trump. And Trump has also himself called Harris, quote, dumb as a rock. He did that this week on Truth Social, really questioning her qualifications for the job. And a lot of the black Democratic organizers that I spoke to said that calling Harris a DEI hire is just another dog whistle. And then Donald Trump again recently on the campaign trail repeatedly mispronounced Kamala Harris's name.
So now we have a new victim to defeat, Lion Kamala Harris, Lion, L-Y-I-N apostrophe. For 3.5 years, Lion Kamala Harris has been the ultra-liberal driving force behind every single Biden catastrophe. I used to call it Biden migrant crime, but now I'll probably change it to Harris or Kamala.
Her name is Kamala, and this is something that Donald Trump did in 2020 as well. He and his surrogates repeatedly mispronounced her name, and a lot of Democrats have said that it's just another dog whistle.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I'll call her whatever she wants. Doesn't matter to me. I'm looking at the policies of these people. Well, they're calling her a San Francisco liberal. That's not fair. Why? She is a San Francisco liberal. And for the longest time, she was very proud to be a San Francisco liberal, a San Francisco Democrat. You know why? Because she was a San Francisco liberal Democrat. She is unbelievably progressive. And I don't mean like, hey, we've come up with a new material for the seat coverings. I mean progressive as in the government is going to take everything and you'll be happy owning nothing, right? Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum. She is a far left winger. She stands with Hamas, just so you know. Now, if you're a far left winger and you stand with Hamas, then she's your lady. Make no mistake about it. She's your candidate. But for the rest of us, not so much. Why, they called her a DEI hire. Donald Trump said that. Okay, well, Donald Trump didn't say it first. You know who said it first? Joe Biden. They said she was the border czar. She wasn't the border czar. Donald Trump called her that. Well, again, who called her that first? Joe Biden. They want it every way. They want her to be part of the Biden-Harris administration, right? But they don't want her to have to deal with any of the things that came from the Biden-Harris administration. Man. Wow. Wow. All right, now I've got an interesting couple of texts here on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. Let me share them with you. And I do remind you about the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, Kamala is not black. Black people are not claiming her. See hashtag Black American on Twitter. Check out Anton Daniels on YouTube. Signed, a black woman not with her. Okay. 804 says, Jeff, I sure hope the Secret Service covers that roof this time when Donald Trump returns to Butler, Pennsylvania. Yeah, Donald Trump's going right back to Butler, Pennsylvania to give a speech, to talk to people there. That's amazing to me. Wow. 804, Jeff, what's up with the Star Wars bar freak shows like Jen Psaki and Mayor Pete Buttigieg calling Trump and JD weird? I don't get that attack. Another one says, all the Hollywood cat ladies are over-dramatizing J.D. Vance's comment about cat ladies. All right. I don't quite get the weird thing either. I really don't. You take a look who has been part of the Biden-Harris administration, and you really want them talking about other people and calling them weird? J.D. Vance is a married suburban dad. Right? Brilliant, but he's a married suburban dad. What about the person who is the, not the Surgeon General, what is his position? You know what I'm talking about, right? Dr. Richard Levine out of Pennsylvania, who now says he's Dr., was it Rachel Levine? He's going to call people weird? What about that Sam What's-His-Face? You know, the guy with the mustache and sometimes the beard, sometimes the shaved head, always wore bright red lipstick and long evening gowns. The guy who had the difficulty with other people's luggage. Is he the one who's going to be calling other people weird? It doesn't make any sense to me. Now, maybe suburban married dads are weird in the world of the leftists. It's possible. But for those of us who are suburban married dads or suburban married moms, I don't think it's all that weird at all. How about Pete, what was it, Buttigieg? Is it, that's, once again, I thought it was Pete Buttigieg. I never knew when you're supposed to stop. And then you remember, Joe Biden was the first one to call him Pete Buttigieg. So I can't question the dear leader. Cut number four.
Meanwhile, we have a new nominee.
And was she aware of how he was doing?
We're all aware of how he's doing. Our country has watched our president lead. And yes, we've also seen the fact that he's 10 years older than he was 10 years ago.
Oh, is that what we're calling it now? Look, Scooter, you know why you're there, right? Because you're gay and because you owned a train set. I mean, honest to goodness, again, it's all identity politics. How many boxes can we check? Can we appoint the first this, the first this, the first this, the first this? And then you look at somebody like Donald Trump, who says, well, why can't we appoint the best, the best, the best, the best? That's the difference here. And I want you to be aware of that. It's people who want to appoint the first, insert the particular title there, as opposed to folks who are saying, well, let's find the best. I think that's the difference. I really do. Oh, we got just enough time, right? Can we do cut number five?
And we were all doing a tour of the library here and talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs. And there is such great significance to the passage of time when we think about a day in the life of our children.
Unburdened by the past and, I don't know, wearing colorful socks, whatever the rest of that is. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.